USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr making his first appearance on Capitol Hill since releasing a summary of the Robert Mueller Russia report. He's before the House Budget Committee for a hearing that's just getting started, where he's expected to get a lot of questions about his release of that summary of the report. Barr also says he'll give lawmakers a redacted version of it by the middle of the month, but Democrats are demanding access to the full unredacted report and all the substantiating evidence. Iran's government has just declared U.S. Central Command a terrorist group, naming the U.S. government a sponsor of terror. Yesterday, the Trump administration declared Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist group. The March Madness is over.
The Virginia Cavaliers are the 2019 NCAA National Champions.
That is heard last night, and this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Three U.S. service members and a contractor killed in an attack near Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Three other Americans injured in the explosion late yesterday. The Taliban has since claimed responsibility. There are now 18 Democrats running for the White House in 2020. Congressman Eric Swalwell making the announcement last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS.
I talked to kids who sit in their classroom afraid that they'll be the next victim of gun violence. And they see Washington doing nothing about it after the moments of silence. And they see lawmakers who love their guns more than they love our kids. And none of that is going to change until we get a leader who is willing to go big on the issues we take on, be bold in the solutions we offer, and do good in the way that we govern.
The plains in upper Midwest bracing for as much as 2 feet of snow in some areas. Also, wind gusts could reach 60 miles an hour, especially in the plains. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Actress Felicity Huffman is one of more than a dozen who are agreeing to plead guilty in the college admissions fraud scandal case. Huffman, 12 other parents, and a former college coach, all pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Huffman is facing charges after allegedly paying $15,000 to take part in a college entrance exam cheating scheme for her oldest daughter. Polls are open in Israel's elections. This election could secure Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a fifth term, but the conservative Likud party leader is facing a tough challenge from Benny Gantz and his centrist Blue and White Party. Gantz is a former leader of the Israeli military. Netanyahu is also facing corruption charges, and winning another term could allow him to escape prosecution. Surveys in the country have shown the two running neck and neck as the balloting begins. And new guidelines from health experts say women who have an average risk for breast cancer should get mammograms every other year starting at age 50. The advice comes from the American College of Physicians, which says its guidelines say mammography before the age of 50 poses more potential risk than benefit in most women. Remember, you can always find us online anytime. Our newly designed website is at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.